This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Arms negotiations between Russia and North Korea are actively advancing, U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said on Tuesday, and warned leader Kim Jong-un that his country would pay a price for supplying Russia with weapons to use in Ukraine.
Providing weapons to Russia for use on the battlefield to attack grain silos and the heating infrastructure of major cities as we head into winter, to try to conquer territory that belongs to another sovereign nation, this is not going to reflect well on North Korea, and they will pay a price for this.
The Kremlin said earlier on Tuesday it had nothing to say about statements by U.S. officials that Kim planned to travel to Russia this month to meet with President Vladimir Putin and discuss weapons supplies to Moscow. Russia's defense minister said on Monday the two countries are discussing the possibility of joint military exercises. The world is losing the race to meet its climate change goals, the president of the upcoming COP28 summit said on Tuesday, as African leaders called for changes to what they say is an unfair international climate finance system. Rachel Faber from Reuters reports.
As African leaders gathered for a climate summit in Nairobi, the president of the upcoming COP28 delivered this grim assessment.
The world is losing the race to secure the goals of the Paris Agreement. And the world is struggling to keep 1.5 within reach.
It comes as African leaders call for changes to what they say is an unfair international climate finance system. African officials say the investments are welcome, but that a bigger transformation is needed. They plan to push for the expansion of special drawing rights at the International Monetary Fund at the upcoming COP28 climate summit.
For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Fierce rainstorms are battering neighboring Greece, Turkey, and Bulgaria, causing at least 5 deaths. In northwestern Turkey, 2 people died Tuesday and 4 others are missing. 1 person is dead in Greece and 5 are missing. Greece's Minister for Civil Protection says the storms are forecast to ease after midday Wednesday and is urging people in afflicted areas to stay indoors. Farther north in Bulgaria, the government says 2 people died and 3 others are missing on the country's Black Sea coast. As the U.S. Congress reconvenes this week, the Capitol physician says Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell's recent health episodes show no episode of being strokes or seizures, the AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Last week in Kentucky, McConnell was questioned by a reporter. McConnell was about to answer but froze for about 30 seconds.
Did you hear the question, Senator? Running for re-election in 2026? All right, I'm sorry, you all. We're going to need a minute.
He also froze up during a press conference at the Capitol last month. The 81-year-old McConnell fell and suffered a concussion earlier this year. McConnell's office released the letter from attending physician Brian Monahan, saying after a medical evaluation and consultation with neurologists, there's no evidence he has a seizure disorder or had a stroke or movement disorder, such as Parkinson's disease. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Across much of the central and eastern United States Tuesday, millions of people are feeling the heat, AP correspondent Rita Foley reports.
Brutal heat from the East Coast to the Midwest and Southern Plains. Forecasters are warning of record highs in some places. The National Weather Service's Peter Molinax.
We're going to see quite a few areas across the Southern Plains that'll be well into the triple digits, especially down through Texas and Oklahoma. Those will be where the hottest temperatures are, but the most anomalous or unusual heat for this time of year is going to be centered across the upper Midwest, the Great Lakes, and into the Northeast.
So when will things cool off? Well, forecasters say the heat wave will continue in the Mid-Atlantic and Northeast through midweek and last all week in Texas and neighboring states. I'm Rita Foley.
Cuba's foreign ministry reported late Monday it has uncovered a human trafficking ring that coerced its citizens to fight for Russia in the war in Ukraine. The foreign ministry statement said the trafficking ring was operating both within the Caribbean island nation, thousands of miles from Moscow, and in Russia, coercing Cubans living there. It offered few details except to say that Cuban authorities were working to neutralize and dismantle the network. The Reuters News Service reports in late May, a Russia newspaper reported that several Cuban citizens had signed contracts with Russia's armed forces and had been shipped to Ukraine in return for Russian citizenship. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events on our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day.